and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Roger playing Arinder.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Teluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, folks!
We're back, baby!
First episode of the new year.
New year, new us.
Yeah. Bunch of wacky new NPCs.
Yeah, new year, new NPCs.
Yeah.
Greg Glebnor.
It's not the first episode of the new year.
Situational awareness. Fucking 'twas the night before Christmas.
Part two.
It's true, yeah.
This is the first dicey.
49,
50. Oh yeah, you're shit. Right.
Never mind. This is the third episode of the new year. Leave it all in. This is the first one we're recording this year.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, we
for the listening audience, it's January 3rd.
Time and travel.
By the time you get to this, though, it'll be like February.
Relevant things. Space truck exploded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, what else? It's been like a weird start.
Yeah, let's just breeze on past all the tragedies and talk about silliness. Davo!
Davo!
Yeah, I was like
Dave for short.
Is that his regular speaking voice?
Yeah!
I can't imagine him yelling.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, all right, I wanted to give... Well, first off, I wanted to be like, okay, we've been doing all this god stuff. I was like, there's got to be other gods that haven't like really shown up yet. And I was like, God of Fire is fun. Let's do a fire god. And like then I was like, I went through pretty much all the monster manual stuff I had and just grabbed all of the stuff that had fire stuff. And it was like, they're a big parade. They're going to Bad Kali with you guys.
A menagerie of fire people.
Yeah. So we had a bunch of fun stuff. Pretty much all my cobalt stat blocks I threw in here. Nold the Swobald. The little fire children are called Agni Barrows. They're just like little demon dudes on fire, but I thought they were funny looking for. Yeah, we had a bunch of stuff.
I was a little nervous at first when you mentioned them leading like a small girl. Because I was like, oh my God, are they going to like sacrifice the girl
to
their god?
Yeah, I kind of want to like...
You're talking about fire and volcanoes and then a small girl.
I know. I wanted to make you guys... I wanted it to be a situation where you're like, we have to protect this child no matter what. So once you guys realize, okay, we're it's actually fine. But now there's a big scary thing coming at them. So you have to protect them from...
They're in the cab.
Bonami.
Well, the back of the truck.
Yep.
Which now I'm realizing was a mistake.
Yeah, it's fine. Hopefully, it'll be fine.
God forbid this flips.
But yeah, I wanted to...
Hopefully they're inside the buggy, inside the back, and seatbelted.
I know you guys love a like blacksmith character, so I was like, I'll give him a new blacksmith guy.
Mm. Davo!
I found these...
How is Davo supposed to make little weapons for us?
I don't know.
He's like, he's so articulate.
Mark,
he's like making a ship in a bottle. Fucking
yeah. He's really good. Tweezers.
Yeah. Really small swords.
But at least now we can get the Wolverine swords. Claws for Teluga.
Yeah. Well, I also
sided axes.
Bone claw is ready.
Damn it, you took my line.
Gotcha. But yeah, I have like all these cool stat blocks for like Dragonborn cavalrymen. So I thought it would be like badass, like a huge.
They're just riding regular horses?
Yeah, regular horses.
So disappointing.
I know. I thought it'd be fun to just have like, well, I mean, I could have given them giant lizards, but I didn't want to like take away from Gorpor. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to have them on horseback.
You just got this fucking dragon riding a palomino.
Well, I know it was honestly what actually was the like real like thing for it was I watched the Planet of the Apes, the like Mark Wahlberg one not that long ago.
Ugh.
And it's bad. But there's certain weird decisions in that movie I like a lot. And like seeing gorillas riding horses is freaky. So I figured Dragonborn on horses because they're like big would be freaky. Like it wouldn't be great.
All right.
So we'll call them. They're like Clydesdales, though, basically to support a big dragon.
They're riding horses in all of the new ones, except for the very first one.
And horses in a desert. Why not camels?
They're not coming from the desert. You know, they're coming from the
east.
From the east.
You know, the land of horses.
Zendash.
Zendash.
Doesn't mean they couldn't swap out the horses for camels.
Zendash is kind of like my, like...
One humper, too.
Eastern provinces section.
Yeah, I sit somewhere.
But that's where, like, a lot of the goblins, orcs, trolls, and stuff, they kind of live on the east. But I also thought it'd be fun
to... weirdos.
Yeah, it's like a funky little east coast kind of situation. But I also thought it'd be fun to be like, okay, that's like... There's like a big volcano where the Dragonborn worship at.
East Volcano City, Zendash.
Zendash.
Put that in the notes.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. One day I'll give you guys like actual handouts and stuff, but I'm lazy.
And we used to.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of names. I might have to do a new name cheat sheet.
Yeah.
We're getting up there. I also totally forgot to record on my timer, so I have no idea how long I've been talking. Let's call it.
So did us.
Sorry.
Let's call it five. Call it a hot five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a lot of fun. Yeah. We get a little Myra, the
Myra,
orcish
my
child.
My new buddy.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that you were immediately like, a little kid? I'm a little kid. We're best friends now.
That's how little kids operate.
It's true. It worked immediately.
I guess it's a terrible prophecy.
Yeah, if you're like a little kid who's like plagued by nightmares, if like a big friendly slime like sloops up and is like trying to be your buddy, it's great. That's what this little girl needed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted, so there's a couple of big colleges in Bad Cali, but one of the main ones is the Divination College. So it'd be fun to kind of give you guys a little spooky prophecy to kind of maybe explore in this next arc.
Yeah, I don't hopefully know. They are accepting of her prophecy and okay with helping her.
Totally.
Damn, I really just like false remembered that black hole sun.
Yeah,
you won't you come?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I can't, the stat block I'm using is actually, it's called Black Sun Priestess. So I thought it'd be fun to be like, okay, that's her scary prophecy.
Okay.
Ooh. A land with no sun.
All right.
So
kind of need that. So,
but yeah, we got some fun stuff coming up in this next couple episodes.
Yeah, Bonami.
Bonami has finally arrived.
You're going to ride the bone wave.
Well, we've said it so many times. I was like, I got the stat block. We'll just do it.
Get it out of the way.
I don't have a surfboard, Ryan. How am I going to ride the bone wave?
And we haven't done like a full like chase sequence really yet. You guys have been attacked while driving.
Because we flipped your fucking car on you.
You sure did.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm getting my chase one way or another. So yeah, you guys are in kind of a precarious spot. So all of these flame worshippers, they're just like running through the canyon or on horseback, trying to get to the city as quickly as possible.
Yeah, don't help Devo.
Yeah.
You giant fuck.
I mean, maybe he might help. We'll see. He's got a fun stat block. I could chuck him in. But
no, I don't want Devo getting bonitis.
He could just hurl boulders.
I know. If at the Devo gets rheumatoid arthritis, he'll never be able to make those weapons.
We just want 11 grenades.
Our I'm not giving you 5x5 grenades. It's not happening.
If there's, ever a time to fire 11 grenades at something, it's when it's a Bonami.
The Bonami could have like 12 hit points for all we know.
From what he's mentioned before, it's pretty
hardy.
Strong. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he used the words, I could go all night.
Does anybody remember the movie Benji?
I definitely have seen Benji.
No.
Remember when Benji runs and then ducks behind a bush and whatever's chasing Benji flies off a cliff?
Wait, hold on. Is there a Benji alien movie?
Wait, what?
Am I misremembering that? Or is this, I'm digging deeply into my weird childhood? Yes.
Wait, what?
Okay.
There's multiple Benjis?
Multiple Benjis. If any of you can find this was literally, okay, it's a television series. All right, it's called Benji, Zax, and the Alien Prince. So my grandparents had this on VHS. I watched it 40,000 times. They only had a VHS of like 3 episodes of it.
That makes sense.
But in this one, Benji is like trying to protect a small, weird alien boy from like 2 really bizarre, like androgynous alien people who are chasing him around. And there's like a little robot. And it's like a whole TV show.
Benji's the robot?
No, Benji's a little dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
do you not know who Benji is?
No.
No.
Benji was like a little dog.
There's so many famous dogs. I can't keep track of all of them.
Very, very briefly read you the plot summary.
Air Bud's all I got.
Lassie. Yeah. Old Yeller.
Balto.
So this is the Cujo. Plot. Keep this in mind. This is the plot of a children's dog show. A tyrant knight named Xanu has taken control of the distant red planet of Antars, which is way off in another galaxy, in quotes, as Yubi describes in the episode Double Trouble. Yeah, Xanu has the king of Antars killed and imprisons the queen. It's just so, yeah, it's like a little boy who's dealing with like an intergalactic tyrant, but he's got his little pup to help him and his fun robot bud.
Of course, the kid's the only person that can save the world,
but it's incredibly low budget, and I really recommend you all watch it at your earliest convenience. It's probably on YouTube, I would imagine,
most likely,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah, the boy's name is Yubi,
regular Benji.
Yeah, no, I was getting, for some reason, my very German grandparents got this on VHS and made me watch it so many times. So it's weird. It's real weird. Benji, yeah, Zax is the fucking little robot that actually is really cute. It's like, it kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner with eyes. It's really dumb. Sorry for going on a Benji tirade. My brain was just like, hey, remember all of this from your childhood?
Out, yeah.
I meant to tell you that
sorry for bringing up Benji.
Devo can throw a rock. So
there you go.
That isn't an option.
You throw a boulder right at the bone wave.
You can throw 11 grenades at the bone wave.
Pretty good, too. It's a plus 8 to hit, and it does 4d10 plus 5 damage.
Jesus Christ.
11 is excessive.
You think it has more?
Five blew up like a boss and a sub-boss.
Five did 90 yeah. damage and didn't kill those things.
It killed one of them.
It knocked
no.
you, did
No, it didn't.
It was very close.
Didn't like knock you or someone?
Yeah,
you
no,
because you, so you because you were so close.
No, it knocked
I was the
back.
Only person it who didn't get us. Blasted to oblivion.
You made the save.
Yeah.
Good to not get blown back, not take the
all
damage.
All 11 grenades on the bone wave.
We got a grenade making machine in the works.
He's not made a single grenade.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Why don't we let him perfect the craft? Then yeah. we waste all
Oh, yeah,
our
when
grenades.
We all have bone-itis from the bone-nami.
Now you're worried about the bone-itis.
Well, the bone-nami isn't going to listen to a contract.
You don't want to talk to it?
The bone you know what? I will.
The bone
you want to instigate? I will talk
he's
to
like
the bone
Yeah, it's like Moses.
It's basically just like a giant wave of like litigation coming at you.
Yeah. You know what you could do? Wall of thorns between us and the bone wave.
It's a bonami, first of all, which just means it's probably taller than, I don't know, 10 feet?
Yeah, but yeah, only the sure. top however many feet are going to get over. It'll really reduce the amount of bone crabs.
Ryan, how tall is the bone nami?
I think I just described it as being 30 feet tall. Right? All right,
so that's still 20 feet of bone crab.
Better than 30.
It's not going to stop it.
Gonna slow it down.
Listen, guys, the bone nami's coming.
There's no
why do you want to hold There's on to no these grenades now?
When have I thrown a single grenade?
This isn't Final Fantasy. You aren't saving all 80 elixirs for the final boss that you refuse to use them at.
That's what I'm doing.
We could use those against Krizik.
What grenade isn't going to do shit?
Or the Raven King or whoever.
The Vulture King's going to die by a fucking punch in the face, all right?
Hey. Hey. Urshan's eating grenades for breakfast.
Okay. You know what we'll have at that point? Someone who makes grenades.
We'll see how it goes.
So your current plan is to chuck 11 grenades at the bone?
No, because they are greedy.
I don't think it's greedy.
Oh, I got to make a grenade launcher now.
What would Benji do?
Throw 11 grenades!
Could save those for like Gogeta and like Grappa.
Yeah. We have an unknown threat hurling towards us as we speak.
Grappa's
sure
not going to be
11
a problem.
Grenades.
Let's be honest. You saw how we handled Granitz or Guditz.
Wait. The red one?
Raditz. Did you guys handle them? That didn't happen.
We didn't have Raditz. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
We beat up Code Red. That's
yeah. Code yes. Red. Yeah, yes. His boot crabbers.
Code Red.
Yeah, well...
Fucking trying to absorb the rest of those boot crabbers.
Scrub Daddy.
Vaguda the Baja Blast is coming in.
It's like the best course of action is to lead the bone wave away.
Or we could blow it up.
You can do both. Why not both?
Because they won't give me their grenades.
He's mad with grenade power.
Yeah. So happens to give your players 11 grenades, you know. Sometimes they'll fight over him so much you don't have to worry about him.
The thing is, even if me and him gave you our grenades, Reggie's not giving up that one
then
grenade.
Then Reggie could keep the grenade. 10
oh,
grenades is good enough.
Grenades.
I mean, yeah.
He rolls the damage. It brings it within one grenade's hit points of killing.
It's just one bone crab's clawing its way up.
We all get bone-itis anyways.
Yeah.
It uses all its turns to just touch us. Fuck!
Yeah, I hope you guys are ready to roll, make a bunch
How
of con
quickly
saves.
Is this thing approaching? Like
a tsunami. Like, it is just tearing across the desert, just a wave of crabs.
I'm assuming it operates
it
like a
us?
Swarm.
Yes.
Hive mind.
The lower the
yeah,
HP.
Yeah, but we
the,
fucking
yeah.
beat feet out of Petch's. Oh, God, is Petch okay?
No, it's a hive mind.
He has a hazmat suit. He's fine.
Anyone else who saw any other bone crab within radius knows, and any bone crab within that bone crab knows, it's how a hive mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bone nami is coming for Toluga. Like, 100%. They are out for vengeance. For, yeah, you.
All right, so I'm going to telepathy
for good
talk
old
to them.
Steam.
Yeah, and we're going to be like, did you really like fucking Jonas the Bonus? Did
you? You don't know their names.
You didn't tell us?
No, I don't think he did.
No!
Jesus. Like Jonas the bonus Fumpenstein and then...
You got to talk to the bonus.
It was clicky.
Good old Fumpenstein. God, I'm so sorry about him.
Yeah, I like to picture it's like that Wesley Snipes meme of you putting the gun up to Fumpenstein with one tear coming down your eye.
That's exactly what it was. You broke the lease.
I don't know. That's funny how you just lied at least to Arendir about it, killing them off.
No, I said I handled it.
So they broke the
lease. Define handled.
They did break the lease. They were trying to take too much.
Yeah.
So he's not wrong.
You know, they thought you guys were dead. They figured they'd do a little encroaching and it'd be fine.
Yeah, well, I'll present the papers to the Bonami and we'll see what happens. Yeah.
That would go well.
Yeah. Just walks up with a piece of paper.
Now listen here, you little shits. They signed a lease and they broke it.
On the back of a truck going 60 miles an hour holding a little lease in front of you.
Does Bacali have people that can fix bonitis?
I mean, it is. I designed Bacali as like my like metropolis city, basically, in this part of the world. So yeah, there's many temples.
They have a Superman.
Many colleges.
Yeah, so, me.
I guess we'll find out.
This mother flame person.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you guys know who it is.
Oh, no clue.
What I think happened is when Genry's dragon got loose, it flew over, and they just assume that it's the flame mother. I don't actually think it is the flame mother. I think it's just.
I mean, it could be the fire dragon.
The flame mother went away when Krizik took hold.
Yeah,
with the other dragon.
Yeah,
meaning this dragon could be, or this That's could how we be that have a dragon bit of coming back. About it. Gotcha. Which could have been Genry's dragon the whole time.
No, it could have been. I'm just in what I'm thinking is it's just kind of a coincidence type of thing.
And then ass dragon fly all the way to Bodgali.
Get in shape.
I think with us shaking things up, it's more of
it's a training montage.
Feel like this mother flame thing's not going to be good. Got that feeling.
Listen, with people like that, how could it not be?
I know. They're all just like really like I wanted to just be like a really like a happy parade.
Yeah, they're fun loving.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not their actual god. Seems very foreboding.
Huh. That's fine.
Sounds like they'll be open to a new god then.
Settle down.
They'll be very open to it after.
Yeah, when there's a void of god, you gotta fucking fill that
just
void.
Just
save
you
right?
From a Bonami.
Yeah, that'll definitely be in the like history books.
We gotta add the Bonami to I gotta ride the Bonami so we could put it in a pamphlet.
You gotta get those little hooks.
You could tear the hood off the car and ride that.
Listen, okay.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't give you guys actual giant worms to ride on, but
yeah,
I feel
what's
like
the Bonami's name? Shia Halud?
You want to give this crew giant worms to ride?
No, we're gonna get a Bonami.
We've been biting Dune a little hard lately, so I'm trying to pull back.
You put us in the desert.
Dune and Mad Max.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to throw Fast and Furious in there with a bald cap and a Corvette. So.
Yeah. Should I give you some kind of enchanted wife beater? Is the real question.
Gives an aura.
1/4 mile at a time.
That's it. No, it's an aura. The enchanted wife beater. Anyone he considers family gets a buff.
Yeah, within like 10. It's like a paladin aura,
that's
pretty
a good
much.
One. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I guess I know it'll be homebrewing when I get home tonight.
Enchanted wife beater.
Hmm. Well, if you guys want to see these idiots ride the bone wave, tune in next episode. Mark, take us out.
As always, thank you for listening. Please, for the love of God, in the new year, can you do us a favor and go on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, please. YouTube, comment, subscribe, hit the little ding bell, whatever it is. We're not giving up the grenades! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.